This Diamond Insight takes us to Cal Poly with head coach Larry Lee. His Mustangs are in the NCAA tournament for the first time ever. You've been close a few times. How does it feel to finally be the bride and not the bridesmaid in the tournament?
Well, it's good. I think it'll, you know, help our program get to the next level and be more consistent. And just getting to a regional will help in a lot of different areas, but especially just breaking down the, you know, the mental barriers of not ever playing in a regional. So it's great. Yeah, we've been close a couple of other times, but this team really, you know, earned the chance to go on.
You play in the Big West Conference, of course, a conference that has a tradition of sending teams to the College World Series. Has that made it frustrating over these last few years when you have been left out, considering the quality of competition you play in conference?
Well, I just think that, you know, on a whole, the West is really slided. You know, if you're dealing with the RPI formula, it doesn't work out on the West. And you know, you just look at who's won the last few World Series, and a lot of West Coast teams have. And you know, everybody plays a great non-conference schedule, but everybody plays each other, so somebody has to lose that game, and it pushes that RPI, you know, right to 500. And it's what we have to deal with, and you know, we try to schedule a very competitive non-conference schedule, but you still have to win those games. So
now Fresno State, obviously, last year they win the whole thing, and they got an automatic bid because of the fact that they won the WAC tournament. But do you think that just them being able to do that, you mentioned them, that maybe helps you a little bit, gives you a little bit of a nudge when it comes to selection time?
I just think that it helps all teams realize that once you get in it, if you can just get hot on a particular weekend, then anything can happen. Sometimes you don't face the best team because somebody else matched up better and knocked them off, or they had one pitcher that they had to go up against, and sometimes you don't face the best pitcher in a regional. So just getting there, and if you can just get by that first game, then things can happen. You know, sometimes the favorite wins, but sometimes somebody else, you know, sneaks right on through.
I talked to Coach Bronsma down at UCSB a couple of weeks ago about the fact that Big West, there's no tournament. What do you think? Do you think it would benefit the conference overall if you had an opportunity to get an extra bid potentially by having a tournament?
Well, yeah, I was one that was always a proponent of a conference tournament for schools like us in Santa Barbara and Riverside. You know, not normally in the, you know, the power teams like Fullerton, Irvine, and Long Beach. And those teams, when they're doing what they do, they're going to be in. And if it allows an outside team to get hot on a weekend and win a conference tournament and add another Big West team, I think it'd be great. And now adding a week to the beginning of the regular season, you know, there'd be a chance of fitting one in. And I think it would be great, and I'd be all for it.
You took two out of three early on this season from Rice to start the season, actually, and then you followed that by beating the defending champs, Fresno State, 3 days later. Did that kind of set the tone, kind of kickstart you going into the year?
Yeah, I think it did. I think the Rice winning two out of three, that kind of put us on the map. It got our name in the public's eye, and then going out the following Tuesday and beating Fresno State, I think that's what got everything started. And you know, what happened is we were also able to win some close ball games and come from behind and win some close ball games. And that just, you know, we were just able to, you know, continue to do enough and continue to climb up and finally get in the top 25 and gradually climb up, you know, fairly high and then just stay there, never really getting pushed out.
Coach, your starting pitchers don't have eye-popping numbers, but you have two guys in the bullpen who've combined to go 13-4 with seven saves. How would you describe your pitching staff and kind of how it operates?
Just try to survive. you know, we've played a tremendous amount of one-run ball games, but they're not your typical 3-2-4-3. They're you know, they're 12-11, they're 10-9, and no matter what, I mean, you know, we know we have nine innings for the most part, and we've just been accustomed to playing close ball games. So we kind of try to get through the first six innings or so and see where we stand, and then we've really gone, you know, to a couple guys out of the bullpen to, you know, try to hold our own and allow us to, you know, take the lead or win it late.
Coach, before I let you go, I want to do some word association. I want to throw some NCAA tournament teams you've faced at you, and as well as a few players. Let's start with Rice.
Perennial power, old school, just well tested. You know, we played them on two different occasions. We went there last year and played them here this year. They know how to get to Omaha.
A player of yours, Adam Buscini.
He's our go-to guy. He is as good as they get. He was supposed to be our starting third baseman. He was opening game of the season. Took a Rice 90-plus mile-an-hour fastball off his right hand, broke it, played with it for half the season, then sat out for 2 weeks and came back. And he's played third, first, right, and now he's a second baseman, and he's as good as they get, and he's hot right now.
UC Irvine.
Best team in the country. And when I say team, it's not the talent. It's just what the word team means. It's probably the best two-strike hitting team maybe I've ever seen. They fell off pitch after pitch. They'll fell off a hit and run at their chin. Mike Gillespie, probably the best coach in the game. He's the ultimate puppet master. His guys have bought into his system, and you know, when they need a ground ball to second with runner on third, less than two out, they get it. They execute. They're just, you know what, we got swept at Irvine opening Big West Conference Series, and they outschooled us in everything, from coaching to the defensive pitching. And we said, you know what, if we're going to lose three to these guys, we're going to learn from it. And we did. We went back and we approached things differently, and it really started to pay dividends. But really like what they've accomplished, and Ben Orloff is the quarterback of their team, and he's just a great college player.
Good stuff. Eric Massingham, your closer.
Mass was our Friday starter the previous 2 years. He's much more suited for a closer's role, and we've gotten a lot of mileage out of Eric this year. And again, when we've played so many of these one-run ball games, he's gone in and been the vulture to come in when the game is tied, throw a couple of innings, and be in there when we win, or come in to close a game. It's been very valuable for us.
Last one then, Cal Poly.
You know what? Well-deserving. It's a great group of kids that have really bought into how to approach the game, respecting the game, playing it hard, playing it the right way, and they're good kids off the field too. They good community kids, and they work hard in the weight room. So, you know, you when you preach to your team about if you work hard and are good people that you deserve success, well, that's just what they got. It finally worked out, and they've been rewarded, and hopefully they'll enjoy this upcoming weekend, and they'll have success there also.
Larry Lee, head coach of the Cal Poly Mustangs, heading off to Arizona State for the NCAA tournament, first ever NCAA bid in program history. Congratulations again, Coach, and good luck.
Sean, thank you very much.